On to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, dealing with BRD. We're back on that in just a moment.
High-quality seed wheat will make you money. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms has a good supply of several varieties that can help you raise more bushels of wheat, including Duster, Endurance, Billings, and Garrison. Call Joe or Ann Shirley at Shirley Farms, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Call Joe or Ann today and book your seed wheat for this fall. 800-638-9289, Shirley Farms.
We've reached prime time when it comes to BRD. The late summer and early fall is prime time for bovine respiratory disease to show up in our beef calves. Beef veterinarian Larry Hollis says producers need to be managing BRD in their herds with a lot of caution. He stresses the importance of producers being able to identify the disease as early as you possibly can.
The whole secret to success is the person watching the cattle. Pneumonia can slip up on you if you're not paying attention and watching for it, and a calf may be so far gone, his lungs so permanently damaged, that it doesn't matter what antibiotic you use, you're not going to be able to bring that calf back. The caretaker, the person looking after these calves, is really the critical element for success. There's an old adage in talking about BRD treatment that you need to treat early enough, long enough, with the proper antibiotic at the proper dose. Those last three we can cover pretty well, okay? But everything hinges on that first one. Is bottom quick enough, initiate therapy quick enough, and you can get more favorable results if you do.
Dr. Hollis says it's imperative that producers work with your veterinarian in developing a BRD control plan.
Nearly all of the modern products that we have out there are prescription products rather than something that you can buy over the counter down at the feed store. And so you need to be in contact with your veterinarian to see, number one, what they think would be the appropriate product based upon what bugs they think you may be dealing with. So that's always the critical starting point. And because these are prescription products, you have to have the veterinarian involved. We have to have what's called a veterinary client-patient relationship before the veterinarian can even write a script for these drugs or provide these drugs to you.
Now, there are a number of new products for BRD that requires only a single treatment. Dr. Hollis talks about the main advantages of a single treatment versus multi-treatment medications.
We've really gotten some wonderful new products that give us multiple days of activity from a single injection. Or on the feed additive side, we've got some really good feed additive products that work as well. But looking at the injectable products, that's where I really see a lot of advancement here in the last several years. But it all goes back again to, if you don't find the animal and determine that they're sick, then it doesn't matter which one of these you use, it may be too little, too late. It all goes back to the person caring for the animals, knowing what they're looking for, and assisting these animals or getting assistance at the proper time.
K-State beef veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis talking about BRD protocols for your cattle herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors Superior Livestock Auction's got their Labor Day week sale September 5th, 6th, and 7th coming up. 95,000 head on RFD-TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,000 calves on calves and wing calves on Wednesday, September 5th. 24,000 yearlings from all regions on Thursday, September 6th. And 44,000 wing calves on September 7th. For more information, call them 800-422-2117 or visit them on the web, www.SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.